Hey everybody, welcome to another segment of Tony's show, and tonight we're going to get into some multi-dimensional schisms, if you will. We've all have, in the past, seen all kinds of things to get us prepared, right? We've seen movies, we've seen news articles, we've seen alternative outlets, you know, we've had, oh hell, we have had all kinds of stuff, you know. And I want to hit something close to home because everyone's got this idea, I should say everybody, a lot of people have this idea that if we comply, that eventually this will get better. And so far I haven't seen any evidence that this is true. In fact, all I keep seeing is a furtherance of taking people into a new level of slavery that we've never ever been exposed to before. In fact, I think this is going to be a precedence in the sense that before it was always one country subjugating another country, or one culture subjugating another culture, or one race subjugating another race, or one ethnicity subjugating another one. But this time round, it would appear that the World War I, World War II were the warm-up. And World War III is going on right now. People don't realize that we're in a war. And it's been going on, I think, for like 20 years. You know, probably since the mid-80s to early 90s. Excuse me. And we have been in this war, unbeknownst to us in regarding to the fact that we were the ones that they're warring against, continually giving us this perspective of jobs. Remember all the presidents and the prime ministers and the parliamentarians and the Congress and all the other houses of representatives and houses from all different countries? Jobs. And job was the cry of the day. Jobs. We got to have jobs. We got to make sure these people are enslaved and distracted. We'll get them a job working at McDonald's. They'll make $4 an hour and they'll be happy. Get all the happy meals they'll be able to eat. happy. And we all got caught up on that whole job thing. You know, we got to get a job. We have to work, we have to get a job. And then we're worried about the economy. Everyone's got the economy on their mind. Oh, the economy's going down. We need to get the economy back up. Blah, blah, blah. Oh, the economy. Whoa, the economy. Over. We got to shut down inflation. We got to shut down deflation. We got to shut down, you know, orientations. We got to shut down. We just got to shut it down. And we got caught up in that too. And we've been following this bullshit. And this is, and unbeknownst to us, all that was going on all this time was an exercise, training sessions going on all this time. And you know what's interesting? They haven't stopped. It's not stopping and it's not going to stop. Even the SPARS report is saying 2028 is when this is going to come to an end. I doubt seriously this will ever come to an end. Why would anybody who's got mankind, or humankind, if you want to call those people that are human, but mankind, why would anybody who's got mankind on the ropes, that is so stupid, they're so stupid and so willing to comply to whatever bullshit is going on of the day, why would any power that is in control right now would ever surrender that? You got a bunch of people right now that are completely mindless and have the incapacity to rationalize anything on any level. It's all about an irrational feeling, an irrational emotion, being responsive way through the eyes of emotion. Because if it feels good, baby, just do it. That used to be a mantra at one time too. If it feels good, do it. And a lot of guys did that. We felt good and we did it. Then we wound up paying alimony. It didn't work out. That feeling good needed to be, you know, taken to a whole new notch. If it feels good and you can live with it, do it. And that kind of thing. But they forgot that part, you know. A lot of guys are laughing and crying at the same time. They can relate. And some women too. You know, the whole thing has been a game. But in that game, even during those times of the games, there's been a cry, a trumpet blowing, a sound of alarm to get people to get going. And people ignored it. Let's face it, we're in the situation we're in because everybody has ignored the cry and the call of the wild kind of thing. The horn, dun 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 da da, danger, 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 wake up, danger, danger, da 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 da. Nobody paid attention. So I'm going to play you something. This is an oldie, but I listened to it again. I was listening to somebody sent me something, Nicholson 1968. Somebody sent me this, and I was watching it, and what I did is I cut out a part of what he had already put on his show. So, I mean, he pulled the file, actually, so credit goes to him. But he's very with what's going on as well and a lot of different things, and he's one of the few guys I'll watch that is ministerial that seems to know what's going on in regarding to where we're at. And his insight on clay and iron is phenomenal, actually. When I first heard him mention that years ago, I thought interesting that somebody had the insight to actually get that. And, you know, I didn't get it, but he got it. And I thought, wow, this guy's on the ball here. He really is. So anyhow, let me play this because I think everybody needs to really hear this, not just hear it. I want you to listen to it. This is a dramatization that happened in, I guess, around 2016. But you need to pay attention because this sounds like it's a rehearsed operation that was, again, displayed on television. Television is telling us what's going on. If you're watching television for just entertainment purposes, you're missing the mark. When you watch television, you better watch and see what they're doing, because what they're actually showing you on television, at the movies and comics and entertainment and funnies and books, any medium, because this is what these are, mediums, they're showing you, and I don't care what the genre of the medium is, whether it's your music, whether it's a comedy, whether it's a sci-fi, whether it's a sci-fantasy, whether it's horror. These are all expressing either how the techniques they're going to use, how they're going to enact these things, or what's going on. So I want you to hear this very closely. Think about banks. Think about crypto. Think about anything that's digitized. Think about it. Let me play this. Hold on.
Because you said if I ever put the pieces together that you would confirm.
What brings this new clarity?
60 years ago, we were warned about the military-industrial complex gathering too much power.
This is old news. Tell me something new.
Alien technology being used against us. Not by aliens, not with aliens, but by a venal conspiracy of men against humanity.
You're nearly there. You're close. Roswell. That was a smokescreen. So you believe you have the how?
Yes, and I think I know the why.
The why is more complicated than you may ever know, Mr. Mulder.
The tentacles reach far back into the last century, but it wasn't until victories in Europe and Japan and the onset of the Cold War that political and economic conditions became perfect for actual execution.
Why do such a thing and lie about it? Our own government.
Your own government lies as a matter of course, as a matter of policy. The Tuskegee experiments on black men in the 30s, Henrietta Lacks.
What are they trying to do?
That's the missing piece.
But it's not hard to imagine a government hiding, hoarding alien technology for 70 years. At the expense of human life and the future of the planet. Driven not only by corporate greed, but a darker objective.
The takeover of America.
And then the world itself, by any means necessary, however violent or cruel or efficient. By severe drought, brought on by weather wars, conducted secretly using aerial contaminants and high-altitude electromagnetic waves. In a state of perpetual war,
to create problem, reaction, solution scenarios to distract, enrage, and enslave American citizens at home. With tools like the Patriot Act and the National Defense Authorization Act, which abridge the Constitution in the name of national security. The militarization of police forces in cities across the U.S., the building of prison camps by the Federal Emergency Management Agency with no stated purpose. The corporate takeover of food and agriculture, pharmaceuticals and healthcare, even the military in clandestine agendas to fatten, dull, sicken, and control a populace already consumed by consumerism.
And I encourage you all to go shopping more.
A government that taps your phone, collects your data, and monitors your whereabouts with impunity. A government preparing to use that data against you when it strikes. And the final takeover begins.
The takeover of America.
By a well-oiled and well-armed multinational group of elites that will cull, kill, and subjugate.
Happening as we sit here.
It's happening all around us.
The other shoe waiting to drop?
It'll probably start on a Friday. The banks will announce a security action necessitating their computers to go offline all weekend.
Digital money will disappear.
They can just steal your money?
Followed by the detonation of strategic electromagnetic pulse bombs to knock out major grids.
What will seem like an attack on America by terrorists or Russia.
Or a simulated alien invasion using alien replica vehicles that exist and are already in use.
An alien invasion of the U.S.
The Russians tried it in 47.
Okay. I was looking at something today, another historical thing, and I couldn't find it. And they were saying that they were going to be able to use holograms in the sky that would appear to look like UFOs. But there would be holograms, but within some of the holograms, you would have actual hardware firing directed energy weapons or some other frequency weapons that they would be coming from these devices. And I saw this clip, and I'm going to play some more stuff. I want you to be aware. This is happening right now. And I'm looking at the blockchain that they set up for crypto to be the easiest takeout ever. Because they got everybody running the crypto right now to dump their money into the crypto. But then, you know, and they said they made over, I don't know, 85 million millionaires last year or something like that. That ain't going to continue. That they are going to nail that hard and shut. Because, and they are going to make sure that they get it all back. It's always been. Look at what happened to Greece about 8 years ago. The banks had a run out. They went under. They had a bail-in, not a bailout, a bail-in, where they bailed into people's savings and used their money to keep their bank afloat. They literally confiscated everybody's finances in the banks. No matter what form of currency you're using today, whether it's digital, whether it's, wiring money, whether it's going to the bank, whether it's going to a credit union, whether it's going to some foreign bank, whatever it is you're doing, your money is in the most vulnerable place it's ever been in the last 100 years in the banking system. And the governments and the banking systems are in, they're collaborating to take away your RRSPs, your, I forget what the U.S. has. The U.S. has something similar. You got RSPs, RRSPs, they got a numbered savings account to put into the retirement funds in the U.S. I think it's 401k or something to that effect. Anybody that's been putting money away into these long-term investments, stock markets, crypto, whatever it may be, they are going to make sure that you go broke. They're going to make sure that you are completely in reliance to the government. Because then if the government tells you to take a jab and you say F you, they will now disengage you and say, well, fine, F you too. You're not going to be able to go grocery shopping. You're not going to be able to drive your car. You're not going to be able to put gas in your car. You're not even going to be able to live in your house. We're going to have to remove you from that vicinity and put you somewhere else. We have just the place for you. This is going to probably more than likely happen. Australia. I just got an email about Australia. Now they're going after the Aboriginals in Australia. You know. And nothing unusual. Aboriginals, like any other ethnic people, but maybe more so, have always been assaulted by the respective governments of the countries that they owned at one time, which had been stolen or relinquished through war or some other means. And now they are going to do the same thing they're doing in Austria. They're going to force these people to be injected. They're going to go door to door. I am really surprised. I got to tell you, I am so surprised that there hasn't been some civil unrest yet. There hasn't been anybody shot, anybody who has taken out a politician, anybody who... I'm really surprised this hasn't happened yet. Yet. You know, and I'm not sure how much more it's going to take before that happens and before there's an actual confrontation with military. It's sooner or later something is going to snap here, whether it's in Australia, New Zealand, South Africa, you know, the United Kingdom, the United States, Canada, Europe, even Russia. Look at the bullshit going on over there in Russia with the Ukraine and all this crap going on over there. It's just another distraction waiting to play itself out. You know. So, like I said, we got some shit going on. This, I think, is from Max Egan.
Is now canceling people. Oh,
let me get that back started. I'm going to play this to, again, remind you. This is, again, just I edited this out of his one of his interviews he did, I think, down to Mexico. I played it before. I'm playing these in a sequence to get something across, so bear with me. I want you to really understand how tenuous a situation we're really in. You know, the bullshit is not going to stop, and it's going to keep going. So anyway, let me play this, and you can see what's happening in Australia again. Give me a second.
Dan Andrews is now cancelling people's unemployment benefits and freezing their bank accounts, you know, cancelling the dole, their pensions or whatever, if they haven't had the jab.
Hey, mate, it started in Victoria. They're shutting people's bank accounts, taking their money, telling them to go and get a vax, cutting them off the dole. It's already happening today. My friend just rang up crying, saying they've taken her money, they've sent it to the doctor, booked her in for a vax, cut the unemployment benefits, gone into the bank account, and given her a QR code so that... But she can't use it unless she gets a vax. And she can't buy anything unless she gets a vax.
Okay, you heard them. And they're going to initiate a QR code. Well, when I talked about DeSantis a couple days ago, or within the last week or so, I had an email from a woman down in Florida who said, well, you need to see the other side of the coin, because all I was seeing was some of the stuff I was getting and the videos I was seeing. I thought, well, great, this is wonderful. We got a guy there in Florida that's actually doing something in America, land of slave, ruled by the depraved. And now she said, here is the other side of the coin. That he went to Israel, passed some laws in Israel in regarding to Florida, that if you are deemed a threat, that they can come in and vaccinate you within your home. And he also presented a situation there that they are now going to be pushing the QR code systems. They're working on it. I think Americans have about 1 to 2 years max before this becomes the same kind of stupid shit that's going on in Australia. Canada will probably have it before America because Canada is another prototype. Canada will work out the bugs. and then they'll pass it to the U.S., and then the U.S. will pass it to the rest of the people. It's just how it goes. America and Canada are always experimenting on whatever, however they're going to screw their own people, and one will develop one thing, send it to the other side, they take it to another level, and it goes back and forth. Welcome to North America, the land of the screw job. So this is going to happen. And I was talking to my mom today, and I said, well, these QR codes come in, that they may actually force all the elderly, all the baby boomers that got everything. They got the homes, the cars, the savings accounts, the pensions, the benefits. I said that if they push the vaccination and you're on any kind of government assistance, the government will simply state to you that if you want those benefits, you're going to have to get the job. In other words, if you want those entitlements that were guaranteed to be there for you when you retire, they are not going to be there unless you cooperate and get the injectable program or operating system that they want you to have. This is going to come to a point where either you fit in or you don't fit in at all, and either you're in or you're out. And out can be, I'll leave that to your own imagination, being out, you know. Let me play this other thing. Now, this is in Canada, another Commonwealth country, getting it up the backside. You know, in Canada, you have to pay for your own lubrication. You know, in America, they provide it, but here you have to pay for it before they make you suffer. It's unreal what's going on in this country. It's unreal what's going on in this country. And it's not, you know, and this could have all been shut down, you know. It could have been shut down. I'm astonished, actually, that this country, a beautiful country like this, is being just slammed. But anyway, I'm going to play this. Now, I'm going to leave this to your discretion. But somebody found a report and presented this report, and there wasn't really much time to validate it, but I thought, you know what, it may sound conspiratorial, but it is very plausible. So that's why I'm playing it. Just give me a second. Let me get it ready here. Here we go.
Just to let Canadians know, there's a thing here that the in Kelowna, where they had Operation Atlas Strike 21, where they brought in different helicopters and all that, and right on the boxes it said, right on the boxes, Operation Atlas Strike with the explosives. What it was is they were planting explosion devices in roads and railroad areas, all pre-planned, pre-orchestrated for this attack that's going on right now. On the Doppler radar site, on the climate weather, climate.weather.ca site, it was taken down, but they were showing a massive storm off the coast, all created, again, when I say storm, it was actually looked like hurricane things. They can direct hurricanes through the technology of HARP. They can even put it stationary. But with this project, Operation Atlas Strike 21, what it was to take out the infrastructure of the trains, the roads, and everything. That's why they blew up the areas. And then when they sent pictures to the media, it looked like erosion took it out. It was actually done by explosives. The explosions took it all out. And then, of course, the rain and all, it was great optics. They did that same pipeline blow up earlier. When Justin Trudeau bought that pipeline a while back, so it's not... you know, it's really interesting that the railroads in really remote areas were washed out by these creeks. Well, they've been here for a long, long time, and everything. The railroads were taken out, the roads were taken out, the bridges were taken out, and coincidentally, up in Squamish, the same thing. But all of a sudden, and then guess what? They shut down the gas, natural gas pipelines down to us. The feed for our cows, chickens, and pigs is only has a reserve of anywhere from 3 to a week supplies. So what they're going to do is basically starve the animals, where they'll be starving. There'll be dead carcasses, dead cows, dead chickens, dead everything. This is all done. Now, this Doppler radar site, showed this storm, this typhoon coming on November the 14th. The directed storm energy of November 14th. A friend of mine took screenshots of it. Anyway, it goes much bigger than that, guys. What it is they're going to blame climate change. I'm going to do another feed, but it goes even more and more. They say there's so far about $30 billion in infrastructure and damage. There's going to be no flood insurance for these people, and it's going to create massive stress in that area. Plus.
Now, you know what they're doing? They are displacing the natives. Again, another another indigenous people. They are now going to be displaced again because they need these land areas that this guy is talking about, either to redirect the pipeline for China or to build more ports, so they can bring in these ships to be able to distribute the wares in Canada so they can ship them across where they got to go. And again, it's off the backs of the natives. The natives are going to get it again. You know, welcome to Canada, eh? Take the land away. What the heck? You've done it more than once. This is what's going on. This is what's happened. And, you know, and I don't doubt for 1 minute that this is happening. And I've always wondered, I've always had a curiosity about the Ambassador Bridge. The Ambassador Bridge has been there for a long, long, long time. And they're wanting to build, they're supposed to be making the attempt to build another bridge. But I often wondered sometimes, because these are landmarks that would reflect another era of time, a technology, and that's might need to be erased. Think about that for a minute. So I've often wondered sometimes if there was going to ever be a military exercise to defend the bridge, and maybe an accident might happen and that bridge is gone, and now the goods that are coming in will be coming in from another route. Since China is the main distributor to the United States and Canada, it makes you wonder, you know, that we'll be forever buying shit made in China. It's that is such a distressing idea that would continue. But the point I'm trying to get across here is on all this is everything is in motion. Don't think for 1 minute we will ever go back to whatever you think is normal. This is the normal right now. We are living in the normal right now. And that's subject to devolve even further because of compliance, not defiance. If everybody had even listened in the first 3 or 4 months of all the people that were blowing the horn on this, myself included, anybody had just listened and didn't comply and actually read the facts instead of having an irrational knee-jerk response, having a type of hysteria rather than a calm, rational processing the data correctly and seeing the delusion and the deceptions that were going on with this, this would never have gotten this far. If Canadian, you know, I'll tell you something. This happened back in the 80s when I was living up in Oshawa. The Mulroney government, under his finance minister, were going to tax the seniors, the retirement people that had retired. They got pissed. And I mean pissed. And all the older people marched or drove across Canada, Ottawa looked like a you couldn't see the road. That was how many seniors were there and ready to fight. These were veterans. These were people that worked in factories. These were people that had hard jobs, that worked very hard to and negotiated retirement packages and all these things. And then to have it all taken away. And they were not happy campers, I got to tell you. And so they actually, because the numbers were so high, the government actually backed down. They didn't comply. They actually backed down. And I'm saying this because there are strength in numbers when the numbers are actually doing something that is going to be of some serious consequence. Imagine if 500,000 Canadians marched on Ottawa right now. 500,000. There ain't enough police or military to stop a force that big. And the Premier or the Prime Minister of Canada also knows this. So imagine if 500,000 angry Canadians marched to Ottawa and said, "We are done with you and this whole damn system." And had them arrested and tried. I don't know if that would even work, to be honest with you, because the judicial branches are just as corrupt, if not more so. But that would make a change in this country you wouldn't believe. Same in the United States. You had 1 million people walk down Washington, D.C. They would have a problem. And they'd be calling Houston. "Houston, we got a problem. We got some pissed off people here. And they have come here to chew bubblegum and kiss ass, and they are all out of bubblegum." You know, that would be the reality. But instead, we're sitting here waiting for the next round of bullshit. It's amazing when you think about it. All right, there's another one about vaccine passports. I'm not sure if there's any voice here. Give me a second. Oh, nope. I'll have to read this one. The links will be there anyway. But this is how people think about vaccine passports. So let me click on. Vax passports are legal discrimination. And that's the truth. They are. This is going to create a discriminatory balance against everybody. Oh. Okay. What happens is, a lady goes to buy some material, some stuff, and a gal asks her to see her passport. And her passport's indicating that she's not been vaccinated with her current vaccines. She is now denied service. Imagine that. Continue. Okay. Another place, person goes into a ice cream parlor. And the gal's got her diaper on her face. You know, she's just being a good little robot, obeying the system. And the statement is saying, "We don't serve the unvaccinated." Imagine that. And then the guys are debating. Oh, and so let's say you want to have a reservation for a table at a restaurant. No tables for the unvaccinated. This is all discriminatory. Okay, and it says here, "Dear Orla, your vaccine passport says you missed the dose. You're not allowed to attend lectures at this semester regard campus security." This is all blackmail and extortion. See, the reality here is this. These are our entitlements. These are what we are entitled to. These are our rights. And they have put something in there to make you believe that your rights have been rescinded. This is not the case at all. You have the right to be able to go and do all these things, vaccinated or unvaccinated, which is true. The vaccinated are the ones that are posing the biggest danger because they're creating the variants. They have operating systems and programs. They're programming their DNA, and the synthetic DNA is now taking whatever orders it's being transmitted to make whatever in their body that it's told to make. And you know what the problem with that is? If you're around them, you can become infected. This is a problem. They've already created a wedge of discrimination between those people who took the jab and those who didn't. And you can't gather together because, just like any other thing, if you got something spoiled and rotten and you put it with a good bunch, they too will rot. And people are dying from these damn shots. Something to think about. So anyway, campus security is not going to let you in. Hold on. Let's see where this goes now. Your bank account has been closed. Reason: unvaccinated. Ain't that shit going on now in Austria and Australia and some other parts of the world? You ain't got the jab, you can't get the cash, even though it's yours and you're entitled to it, but you can't have it. Maybe, just maybe, there may be enough people to go into a bank and tell the managers, you either give us our money or we're going to have you arrested for theft. Maybe that will happen. I don't know. I do know that this is going to come. This is definitely going to come. I even foresee that they're going to kick you out of your house. They're going to take your house away because you didn't get the jab. And even if you got the jab, I'm going to tell you something. If your QR code says that you missed the dose, guess what? You'll be in the same dilemma as those who didn't get the jab. I will never get that fucking thing ever. I don't care. And that's how that rolls. Since we have never had the government tell us the truth, and as you saw the first video that I played, they stated that the government lying is just the status quo. I've said this once, I'll say it again, never, ever, ever, ever trust a politician. Politicians are nothing but actors and prostitutes that work for the lobbying companies or for the Club of Rome, the Committee of 300, the Freemasonry, the Zionists, Templars, Knights of Malta, CIA, whatever, the alphabet that's out there. That's who they work for. They are nothing but whores. That's all they are. That's all they'll ever be. And they'll never tell you the truth. We aren't being told the truth now about the so-called pandemic that we have, this bullshit that they call the pandemic. And what got me on that one, I'll tell you what got me on that one. I must have fell asleep in science class because I was awake. But if we ever got hit with a real pandemic in Canada and the United States, 90% of us, 95% of us would be dead. They never isolated this thing. So, and they still haven't isolated it. All they've done is just changed the name and the profile to make everyone believe that they've come up with some solution. That's all horse shit too. And then you got these Hollywood fucking doctors that come on the air and they present whatever bullshit they present. And they go along saying, well, SARS-CoV, my ass. How can you call it SARS-CoV when you never identified the damn thing in the first place and it's still not identified? See, this is the problem, and this is what I'm saying. If this was a real pandemic, a real down-the-earth, you know, throw-down pandemic, you would be dead already. You'd be standing before the throne of the Almighty, and you'd be giving them an account of what you've been doing while you were down here. But you would already be dead. Now instead you are dying by a controlled program operating system that they are injecting into your arm. That's the truth. Anyway, let me continue here. This is almost done, I think. Your vaccine passport says your dosage is expired yesterday. You'll be detained by airport police until you take the new dose. Imagine that. They are going, this is the norm. It's not coming, it's here. Because of compliance rather than defiance. This is what compliance has created. A leash around your genitals so they can give it a tug and away you go. It doesn't matter if you're man or woman. This is what they've done. They've leashed your genitals. They got them tethered down. They got you by the short and curlies. And now you will walk where they pull. This is what happened. This is what is going on right now. And this is the norm. This is the norm. Those who fight it, eventually it's going to come to a point that even if you're fighting it, there's not going to be any place here for you. Hold on. Oh. Okay. And then you got facial recognition where they're IDing you in a mall, a shopping plaza, a street, an airport, a railway station, a Greyhound station, or bus terminal, and they'll have cameras all over the place, and if they pick your face through facial recognition, again, spyware. In a democratic country where freedom is supposed to be, you know, the optimum thing, you have no freedom if they can facially recognize you and put this out there so that you will be identified, and then you got police that will be patrolling the area to be able to pull you out of a crowd and take you into a room and stick a needle in you. Call that freedom. Imagine that. Hold on, let me continue. See, it says, are we free or are we slaves? It just goes on. Humans are not data. Okay. We are looked at as nothing more than an operating system for them to be able to integrate into our bodies, chips and technology at their beck and call. And they're basically now leading everybody in a direction of ownership. You're not going to have any rights. We're going right back to this bullshit of serfdom, where the kings and queens rule the land. Well, this won't be kings and queens at this point. It'll be AI or Lucifer ruling the land. And any privilege you get, if there is any, or any entitlement that you get, if there is any, will be at the mercy of the king. And I'm not talking about the living God either. I'm talking about the king, the evil king. We're looking at a new form of insanity. And to understand this new form of insanity, look around you. I went out today to visit a buddy, and I'm walking down the street, and I couldn't believe how many effing idiots are walking out there with a diaper on their face still. They don't take it off. They keep on walking. They drive. It's amazing to see. I personally am glad I'm not in the area or in areas where I have to see this shit. It's another one of those things where I have this uncontrollable convulsion wanting to speak Canadian tongues. Yell out some obscenities to some of these people. But it's all for nothing. They won't get it. They just will not get it. And I'm going to say this to you as well. You know, we're seeing another Pfizer lawsuit. We got all these lawsuits going on, but I'm not seeing really any progress. Maybe I'm missing something. But it seems like it's taken them so long to get something done. And by the time they get this agenda through, because they're saying the courts are locking them up, that they have taken another three or four notches deep into this chasm we're in. You know, it's going to be necessary to be more analytical when you watch the news, because it's all bullshit. All the news is today is nothing but 100% bullshit. And they are the biggest salespeople in the world, is the newscasters on any network. They're worse than prostitutes. When it comes to buying them out, it doesn't take much. So anyway, I wanted to cover, I got a lot in here to cover. actually, most of almost got a lot of it done. All right, artificial genomics. Artificial genomics. Imagine that. Basically, they have created a synthetic synthetic DNA. This is going to go the further demise mankind. I got it highlighted here. So, okay, they successfully induced gene expression from a DNA. Replication extracellularly using cell-free materials alone, such as nucleic acids and proteins for the first time. Artificial molecular systems that can multiply and evolve. I've been telling this for a long time, that they created a synthetic life a long time ago. Now they're creating a new and improved protein sequences that can now replicate, regenerate, all by themselves. The other day I was talking about how they got computer chips in cells to tell the cells what to do. This is the next step, getting the material, the ligand, the proteins, the fats into the body. Not through diet, not through eating, but just through either surgical procedures or injecting things that when they make contact into the body, they can then come out and construct themselves. This is what AI does. You will be amazed at what's coming down the pipe with this kind of technology. You have no idea what this can do. So anyway, let's see if I got everything. Oh, yes, don't be surprised if a drone comes flying over your neighborhood and decides to try to take you out for maybe a traffic ticket or because you didn't get vaccinated. That is also coming. Drone patrol. It'll be here before you know it, if it isn't already. So, like I said, we are in a world today where nothing seems to be what it is. Nothing. Everything is all about fiction, basically. El Salvador is also lifting their restraints to their country. Now, I've heard this before in other countries, and it all seems to turn out in the end that these countries are all saying, yay, 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 come on down, come on down, come on down. And then afterwards, oh, we got an outbreak, we got to put everybody in quarantine, we got to come door to door, now you're trapped. Be aware of that. If you're traveling anyway, have a plan A, B, C, D, E, F, G to get out of the area as quick as possible. You know, that is what's going on in regard to that. Now, save the males. There's an interesting article about the Masons in this website. You may want to read this so you get an understanding why I tell everybody that if you read the Bible for yourself and you actually read it, no cult's going to be able to come and grab you. They may deceive you for a little while, but you'll wake up to them. It's just unbelievable. So like I said, you know, don't engage yourself with things of this nature in regarding to you know, whatever the theme of the country is saying. Oh, you can come on in, you don't need this, you don't need that, oh, blah, blah, blah. And then all of a sudden you get down there and then you're hooped. Can't get out until you get a jab. Keep that in mind. Keep that in mind. You know, it's coming to a point that even I believe any kind of religious system that's currently here now is going to wind up being overridden. If the Muslims were overridden in Uyghur, and the United States and Canada are predominantly a Christian group, then the war will have already begun. People will start missing. People will start to die. People will be dying from these injections. You know, it's all about getting the numbers down. And getting the numbers down means taking people out. You know, take them out of the facility. Take them out to a store. Take them out. Because, you know, the way they are doing things now, nothing is what it appears. Nothing. It's all designed to lie, cheat, and steal from you. You know, so again, I'm saying this so that you're aware, and then when you read these links below, you know, you can follow what I'm saying. And I stress, get these links below. Yes, this is what happens. I get people calling me all the time or sending me emails, and yet they don't listen to the shows because we would have covered the subject matter 2 and 3 weeks beforehand. You know, so like I said, if you're in that mindset, you know, with following orders and complying, you may get hooped. You may get hooped for a short time. Yay! Next thing you know, that's what happens, you know. So anyway, I think I'm pretty much done. So as I always say at the end of these shows, you know, read the Gospels. Read what Jesus had to say. Read the apostles with the letters. Read the Revelations. Read the books. Read them for yourself. Don't. This way, if somebody does come along with some kind of cult ulterior motive to sign you in and get you caught up in the cult, and now you're going to be happy and blah blah blah. You know, if you read the Gospels, you won't be that easy convinced. You'll know who and what you are, and you'll know where you stand. So again, read the Gospels. Read them. You know, read whatever that's there, and don't let anybody manipulate you. Read it for yourself. Best advice I can give anybody. Alrighty, as on the show, there on top, there's always people there that are contributing and giving things to people to help them out. So if you have the opportunity to help them financially, please do so. If you don't have the opportunity because of whatever circumstances you're in, don't worry about it. Share the data. Share the information. Get it out to everybody. Let everybody hear what's really going on. So the life you save, you know, maybe your friends, maybe your neighbors, you know, maybe me. You never know. Alrighty. I always say at the end of these shows, we are still here by the grace of God. So, till the next segment, to your health, take care.